Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Morning.
Good morning, Alice, and welcome to our listeners. Ready to dive into the day's most significant business stories?
Definitely. Today, we're looking at a major move from OpenAI that could shake up the e-commerce landscape.
I see. What's the big news here?
Well, OpenAI is planning to take a cut from online product sales made directly through ChatGPT.
Wow, that's interesting. So they're not just showing products, but now want to facilitate the entire purchase process.
Exactly. The idea is to integrate a checkout system into ChatGPT, which would allow users to complete transactions within the platform.
Right. And merchants who use this system will have to pay a commission to OpenAI.
That's right. This e-commerce push marks a strategic shift for OpenAI, which has been making revenue mainly from subscriptions to premium services.
I see. And this could be a big deal because it allows them to generate revenue from the free version of ChatGPT, which they haven't been able to do much with so far.
Exactly. It's a new revenue stream that they're exploring, and it could be quite significant.
And this move also has implications for other companies, right?
Definitely. It's a further threat to Google's business model as consumers increasingly move to AI chatbots to conduct searches and discover products.
Right. And they've already announced a partnership with Shopify to help with the checkout process.
Yes, in April they announced a partnership with Shopify, which offers checkout technology that can be integrated into other online services.
And Shopify already works with social media platforms, like underpinning TikTok's shopping feature.
Exactly, so they've got the technology in place, and they're working with brands and discussing financial terms.
But the feature is still in development, so we might see changes before it's launched.
That's right. OpenAI and partners like Shopify have been presenting early versions to brands, but the details may change.
What about the product recommendations?
ChatGPT's product recommendations are generated based on whether they are relevant to the user's query and other context, like memory or budget.
And OpenAI has recently enhanced its memory to provide more personalized responses.
Yes, and when a user clicks on a product, OpenAI may show a list of merchants offering it, though they don't factor in price or shipping right now.
But they expect this to evolve as the shopping experience improves.
Exactly, and there are some interesting dynamics at play here.
Like what?
Well, brands and advertising agencies are experimenting with how to promote their products in chatbot search results.
Right. This practice is similar to SEO and has become known as AIO.
Exactly, and one advertising exec said this could potentially destroy the idea of paid search via traditional platforms and disintermediate the way agencies operate today.
Wow, that is quite a big claim.
It is, and it highlights the significance of this move by OpenAI.
So, what's the next step for OpenAI?
They're still in development, so we'll have to wait and see how this plays out, but it's clear they're serious about expanding into e-commerce.
And with a valuation of $300 billion, they have the resources to make it happen.
Definitely, and with a partnership with Shopify, they're well on their way.
Thanks for the insight, Alice. That's quite a big move from OpenAI.
It's definitely one to watch, and we'll keep you up to date as more details emerge.
Thanks for tuning in to UK Morning. Join us again tomorrow for more in-depth analysis of the day's top business news.
See you then.